USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After new court filings from the Durham report, John Ratcliffe, former director of National Intelligence, said on Fox News that he believes there was a criminal conspiracy by Hillary Clinton's campaign to spy on former President Donald Trump.
John Brennan's notes talked about Hillary Clinton campaign advisors. Obviously, the pleadings talk about Hillary Clinton campaign lawyers. Now you're talking about consultants. So I think this pleading alleges or alludes to a conspiracy, meaning two or more people in furtherance of a crime.
With three indictments so far in the interview, Ratcliffe said he is expecting many more to come. Russia announced this morning that some of its troops will be returning to base after completing recent drills, but stressed that other major military exercises will continue. Russia has amassed over 130,000 troops over the last few weeks, raising fears that an invasion could still be imminent. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, put it in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The federal trial in the Ahmaud Arbery case is now underway. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
Opening arguments have begun in the federal hate crimes trial of the three Georgia men charged in connection with the death of Ahmaud Arbery, the black jogger whose 2020 shooting fueled protests and calls for racial justice. Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and their neighbor William Rhodey Bryan were already convicted during a state murder trial and sentenced to life in prison last month. Only Bryan will have the possibility of parole, but he must serve 30 years before he even has that chance. The federal trial will focus on whether race was a motivating factor in Arbery's killing. From the New York Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
One person has been found dead as authorities search for an airplane carrying eight people that crashed off the North Carolina coast. A Pilatus PC-12 crashed 4 miles east of Drum Inlet, according to the Coast Guard. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are continuing to investigate. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A former Navy nuclear engineer pled guilty to conspiring to sell closely guarded American secrets about submarine technology to another country. Jonathan Tuebe was accused of trying to pass information about designs for nuclear-powered subs to an undercover FBI agent posing as a representative of a foreign government. Tuebe, who prosecutors say hid his memory cards containing the sensitive information inside peanut butter sandwiches and other items, was arrested in October. After a hearing in West Virginia, Tuebe pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to communicate restricted data. The agreement calls for a possible sentence of 12 to 17 years. The Maryland man was facing up to life in prison if convicted of three counts in the indictment. His wife, Diana, was also arrested in October on two counts of communication of restricted data and one count of conspiracy to communicate restricted data. She has pled not guilty. Seven more states have dropped business mask mandates in the last week. Of those states, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Nevada, New York, and Rhode Island. All but Nevada still require masks in schools. These changes come despite the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's continuing recommendation that masks be used indoors for most of the country. Only five states still have any restrictions in place, and of those states, several have announced plans to lift them by the beginning of March. COVID cases continued to decline across most states, and the nationwide average declined to about 157,000, with about 2,000 reported deaths per day for the last 4 weeks. This is USA Radio News.